Really quick, before we jump into today's episode, I want to tell you about the new Leadership Accelerator workshops from Better Everyday Studios. Twice a month, I host up to 25 business leaders just like you to learn about and practice one key skill for being a better leader. We cover topics like building trust, giving feedback, setting goals, and more. These sessions are only 30 minutes long, so there is no fluff at all, just actionable takeaways. To sign up, use the link in the episode description below or go to betteverydaystudios.com/accelerator. That's betteverydaystudios.com/accelerator. I look forward to seeing you there. Now let's get into the episode. If you want to be a good manager, you can't micromanage your team. I'm going to talk about just how to do that in today's episode. Hi, my name is Matt Jurtzen. I am a former Air Force instructor pilot, former head of training and development at SpaceX, and now I am the founder of Better Everyday Studios, a leadership development company that helps technical organizations make better managers. One of the key struggles with new managers is that, especially in technical organizations, is that they come up the ranks, they get promoted because of their technical ability. They are often the best at whatever the key skill is on their team. They become the manager, and now their job is different. And they struggle to make this transition. They struggle with the fact that they can probably do a lot of the work that their team is doing better than they can. And so that leads them to be micromanagers, to kind of be in it, you know, and be overbearing over the people on their team. But at the same time, we do have these instances of non-technical people who are promoted or people that come from outside the organization that are hired into manager roles. And people often don't like them. You know, they feel like they don't have the technical ability or the knowledge, or the wherewithal to actually give them any insider information into their job. And the people on the team are left asking, well, why is this person our manager? Like, I know more than they do. That's a difficult tension. And this tension actually came up in Google's Project Oxygen. So if you didn't see last week's solo episode, where we kind of gave a framework of what Google's Project Oxygen is, I highly recommend you go back and check that out, because we're doing a 5-episode series where each of these next, this episode and then the following 3 episodes, we're going to dive into 2 of the behaviors that Google identified way back in 2008 that make better managers, that actually make great managers. And the 2 behaviors that we're going to talk about today are, number 1, that a good manager has to possess the key technical skills to help advise their team. Number 2, they empower their team and don't micromanage. And I think there's a tension there. There's a tension there because of the fact that we're saying you need to have this technical skill so that you can advise the team, but how do you, you know, so you have to kind of stay in it, stay in the day-to-day, stay in the understanding what's going on. But if you do that too much, you can easily fall into this idea, into this spot where you're just looking over everybody's shoulder, you're second guessing them. You're saying, well, hey, what about this? Hey, what about this? And so the key thing that helps you figure out where to draw this line is by really looking at what the role of a manager is, or one of the key roles of a manager. And one of the key roles of a manager, and this is something that I picked up from SpaceX, is the idea of making decisions, right? That's the key thing, because as the higher you go in the organization, ideally, the broader kind of your view, right? It's like you're climbing higher on a mountain. You can see farther and farther out into the world. So as a manager, and then as a director, and as an executive, you get more and more information from farther and farther reaches of the organization, right? You can get all of this information, especially compared to the people that are on your team. And so when the people on your team are making decisions, maybe they are just kind of looking through this microscope or looking through this tunnel of the things that your team does. That's all the information that they have. Whereas you have this other information. So they might think that option A is the right one, but if you can bring in the key external information, then that helps tip the balance and say, actually B is the right option to take. And so as a manager, when you're trying to figure out just how much technical ability you need to hold on to, I think the thing to think about is, how can I make sure that I am able to, like,
take this other information from the organization and make it relevant to my team, right? If you're not able to look at that and answer the question, what of this matters to my team, then you're probably not in the weeds enough, right? Then you need to understand a little bit more about what your team is doing, what they're doing day to day. Maybe you need to start pitching a little bit more and helping on these projects, because that's how you can find this balance. So you have to have these enough technical skills to advise your team in making decisions, but you don't need to feel like you need to be the best on the team in these technical skills. That's not your job anymore. You don't need to be the best coder anymore. You don't need to be the best welder anymore. You don't need to be the best, you know, designer anymore. That's not your role. Your role is to help them be the best at their roles, to help the welders, help the software engineers, help the designers be the best that they can be. And the way you can do that is by being able to incorporate this broader information from the rest of the organization so that they make better decisions, so that they can improve what they are doing. But other than that, your goal should be to let them run, let them do it, let them do their job, because they are going to be better than it. It's just quite simply, and I know this is hard for a lot of new managers, when you become a manager, you have all these other things that you have to start to master. And so almost by definition, it is going to be impossible for you to keep up the same level of technical ability that you had before. And that often leads, that fear of losing it often leads to people micromanaging, because they're trying to hold on to what they used to do. In the Air Force, we used to say that all wing commanders are trying to be group commanders. All group commanders are trying to be squadron commanders, because that was the last job that they had. And so I was trying to do this thing that they just finished doing. They know how to do it. If you want to be a good manager, you need to leave that alone. So let's recap really quick. You know, we have these two things of you need to have technical ability, but you don't want to micromanage. And so how do you balance that? How do you split that difference of knowing how much technical ability you need to do and know when to kind of let your people run with their stuff? The key thing is that helping people make decisions, the fact that you as the manager are incorporating all of this new information to help guide your team forward. You're not the one actually doing the work. I hope you found that helpful. I think this is a really interesting topic, this idea, all these ideas from Google's Project Oxygen. So we have several more episodes after this where we're going to continue to dive into these behaviors, because there's 8 in total. So we covered 2 today, there'll be 2 next week. And each time we're going to be trying to look at, we're going to be kind of pairing 2 of these behaviors that have a little bit of tension between them. And I think that's really how we can really fully dive into these. So I look forward to seeing you next time. I hope you are here on the next episode of the Leadership Launchpad. Thank you so much for listening to today's show. If you are looking for help turning your organization's great engineers into great managers, me and my team at Better Everyday Studios would love to help. We deliver targeted and interactive training workshops that are designed to help build the 3 fundamental skills of any new manager: building trust, giving feedback, and setting goals. Reach out to me through matt@bettereverydaystudios.com so we can start making your organization better every day.